Okay. Just a few minutes for Tana de Elio, Perek Dalid, Simen Gimel. So, Elio Navi is speaking about the times of Mashiach, the times of Elio Navi. And he has a very long, very nice description about this, even going back to Perek Gimel, talking about the greatness of the Tzaddikim, Lasalavai, that they're all going to shine like the sun. HaMoshe was zechet to this dargah, and even in his lifetime. And he says, it will be a chayim shaloi b'tzar v'shaloi b'yitzahara, a life without any pain, without any yitzahara. L'imois ben David l'aylam haba. And he says, ketzad, how will this look like? Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ishe b'beis ha-medrash shaloi. Hashem Yisbaruch will sit in his beis medrash. And the tzaddikim, which is all of us, hopefully, will be sitting in front of him. And Hashem will provide for all the mishpachas, tzarech batayim, whatever they need. And we'll give ruach hakodesh to each and every one of them. Shenema, as it says. I will pour my Ruach HaKodesh on all mankind. Your children will be Nevi'im. Even on your servants and your maidservants, I'm going to shower them with my Ruach HaKodesh. As it says, Nashim sha'ananais kaim nashmana koili banas baitchais hazena imasi. Every day we have to be mitzapet for Mashiach and the times of Mashiach, and not just when there's tzaris around the world or going through personal tzaris. But like my Rebbe said, you know, it's going to be the summer again, and people will go up to their country. They're going to go up to their cabins up, you know, up in the mountains, and they're going to be swimming in their pools. And the Rebbe said, we have to be speaking about Mashiach Tzidkenu then, just like we're speaking now. And I went through a tkufa like this, and this is still, we feel this way, I think, of many people, and we hear it. We're nervous. The thought of Mashiach Tzidkenu makes us very nervous, because we don't know what to expect. And we don't know whether we're going to be zeicher or not. And the Gemara has a very scary statement which says, Yaisine vele yachmine, let it come, let me not see it. Sounds like it's going to be very scary. Mi yichya, mi yomos, it's going to be wars, and Gog and Magog. And we're like, do we really want this? Do we really want this? But Rabbi said, we need to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with this purpose in mind. And he's hatoy v'hameitiv, and he wants the ultimate good. And we don't need to know what the Ribbono Shel Olam has in store for us, and we can open up a little bit Elio Anavi, Tana de Elio, who better to tell us what's going to be than him, to get a glimpse of what it will be like, the goodness, the eternal goodness, beyond what we can possibly imagine. But we have to have emunah and bitachon in Ribbono Shel Olam, like he provides parnasa for us, that he's going to make the tkufas, which the world is going to be very good for us. And we shouldn't be afraid. And we have to be mispalel, and we have to be mitzapa every single day. But on top of that, on top of the emunah and the bitachon, which we need to have in those times, and in the goodness of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from this world, and the purpose of which he created it for, we need to know that bein kach u'bein kach, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's going to be good for me or not. Even if it wasn't so good, it still needs to be, and I should still want it to come. Because it's not about me. Who says it's about me? There's a balabas to this world, and I'm not the balabas. And if Hashem Yisbaruch wants something for this world, and he's the boyre, and he's the master of the world, and he has an intention, even if it meant sending the world into Sheva Madhuri Gehenim, I should still want it, and I still have to make it work. I still have to make it happen. Bottom line, it's not about me. Yismach Moshe, who was a very, very big, longer of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and that, and he was mishtatev. He joined in the tsar of the Golas Hashchina. Like the tzaddikim said that he was a nitzot. He was a gilgul of Yirmiyahu Navi. He said before his passing, he said, "Ribbono Shlalem," he said, "bring the Mashiach, even if I don't see it, even if I never see it, and even if you want to take my body and to cut it into pieces and scatter it across all the ocean, that, and I should never see it, you should still bring it." As if to say, it should come without any personal cheshbon. And we have all thousands and millions of reasons why we should have personal cheshbonis that it should be. But even if it wasn't for that, that the tzaddikim were meiser nefesh at all times, and they had thoughts of meiseris nefesh, that even if it wouldn't be me, it should still come. But we should know that we don't want to make the mistake that the Meraglim made. The Meraglim were Nesi Yisrael. They had a very good life in the Midbar. All their needs were taken care of. They had Man Min HaShemayim. They were all Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Especially the Nesim, they were the heads of their tribes and they were very well respected. And when they were sent into Eretz Yisrael, they failed. They failed miserably. And the Zohar Kodesh says, the reason why that was because they had personal interest in saying in the Midbar. Because they either knew Ruach HaKodesh, or it was told to them, or they had a chashash that there was going to be new Nesim in Eretz Yisrael, and they would lose their post of being the princes of their tribes. And that personal vendetta, that personal ratzon that they had, that they didn't want to let go, perhaps, of the Nesias, is what botched up the entire mission. They didn't want to go into the promised land because they felt that they had something good here, that they were comfortable, that they had the cover that they needed, they had the needs which they needed. But they were so... This is such a grave mistake to not want that the Ribbono Shel'olam should have his wishes, that he should keep his avtacha to the Avos HaGdolim, that we should come into Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't know, life in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know what to expect. It would certainly mean not eating bread which fell from the heavens. It would have to be bread from the ground. But they had their cheshbonos. Why? But the point is that it's not about my cheshbonos. And it's not about how things are going for me right now. Even if I have a good parnasa and living life in Woodmere or Los Angeles, whatever it is, it's good. It's good like this. Why do I need things to change? My family is healthy, parnasa is good, I have good rebbeim, I'm able to learn and everything is good. Even if it doesn't come today, it doesn't bother me so much. And I'm certainly guilty of this. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, it's not about me. And even if I have to make, or if I think that it's a mysterious stuff, it's not. Because what it is now, compared to what it's going to be, we won't even recognize it. Hayinu kecholmim. It will be like, what were we thinking? What were we thinking? And as we're counting days during the Yimei HaSfira, we're counting towards something, we're counting towards Shavuos, we're counting towards a goal. It's a dogma for us about how every day should be a counting towards that. That every day is bringing us somewhere, that we're on a road, that we're on a path which has a final destination, that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes we need a world crisis or something to shake us up, to make us be like, shake us out of normal life. But I've been saying over these past weeks, we think that daily life is normal, but this is not normal. The life that we're leading here in Gullis, this is so unnatural to the world. It's not supposed to be like this. That Klai Yisrael is not supposed to have a mikdash. We're supposed to be in foreign land and struggling, and the lowest of all the nations, and chilul shem shemayim everywhere, and every other corner there's a church, and the machal shem shemayim befarhesia, and the president, and this, and the blasphemy, no talking. This is a disaster. Just it becomes so nebuch and so sad that when a sick person thinks that he's healthy, it's the biggest nebuch in the world. The fact that we think that this is okay, that this is normal, it takes a crisis to shake us up and to be like, it's not normal. But normal life was not normal. And we don't want to sit here going through what we're going through and being like, let's just get back to normal life. If we think that getting back to normal life is what we want out of this situation, then we don't have to realize how sick we are. Of course, we have to be mispalel and hope that many Yidden are going through very difficult times right now, making a parnasa, challenges all around us, nisyonis. It's a very difficult tkufa. But when we say Goyal Yisrael in davening, it's not just to get out of the tzaris, it's not just that people shed refuas from this, it's just that Klai Yisrael is very sick. We're very sick for thousands of years. And the Baruch Shalom is our Father, He's looking at us, and He's wondering, He says, how long will you want to be sick like this for? How long will you allow yourself to think that being sick is normal? That's where we're holding. We're in Motzei Shabbos now, and we're heading into a Sunday, into the week again. And if we think that Sunday is normal, and Shabbos is just like an irregular day, that's unhealthy. We should feel very comfortable in Shabbos Kodesh. Because Chazal tell us, and we say every Shabbos at the end of davening, that there's going to be a time where it's going to be a Yom Shekulu Shabbos Menucha. And it's going to be every day a Shabbos. Every day we'll have the Menucha of Shabbos. And if a person doesn't like Shabbos, don't worry. The Shabbos that you know now will be a very different Shabbos that you're going to get. But as the Zayah says, that Shabbos is a Yom Ad Nishmasa, the day of the Neshama, Yom Ad Raisa. So it's not normal that there's 6 days of the week and there's one day of Shabbos. That's not normal. It's normal since Ma'aseh Bereishis, but eternally it's not going to be that way. There's going to be 7 days of Shabbos, and each one will have its own flavor. There'll be Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, but there'll all be Sheni B'Shabbos. Shlishi B'Shabbos, that will have its own time. Tzemei Chaim Zachu, every day of the week will have its own Shabbos Diketam. That will be normal. Although there have been tufas throughout our history where we've seen normalcy in the times of Shlomo HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu, we've seen like glimpses of normalcy, but the normalcy, which is the Nitzchias, we have not yet to see. A true, healthy, vibrant Klai Yisrael, Hashem is in it for the long haul. And so are we. We're never going to let go of Him, and He's never going to let go of us until that day comes. That Yom Shekulu Shabbos and Menucha L'Chayal Amen. Let's hope that instead of having to roll into another Sunday in the middle of ER, we should be zeicher that Hashem should put an end to all the tzaras. Yisha'amar la'olam odai, yom ha'tzaras seinu dai. Should be a week of bracha, v'atzlacha, and yeshuas l'chol Yisrael. And halavai, halavai. Instead of having to sit here and to talk about Aliyah Navi, Mashiach Tzidkenu, Yishu B'Zeicha, that this should be the time. You should see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Aliyah Navi, Bekarav Mamish, B'meir V'meinu Amen.